Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource, on the web at lake-link.com, and by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. I'm Dan Small, and I'm joined again by Jeff Kelm here in the studio.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Very good.
Been doing a little hunting, have you?
I have. I got out this last week and did some squirrel hunting, did some curl hunting out in the northern Kettle Moraine Forest area.
Okay.
And got a couple of gray squirrels.
Good.
Saw a lot of chipmunks this year.
Were you shooting chipmunks?
I was not shooting chipmunks. But just my general observation.
You're seeing
them. I'm seeing a lot more than I normally have. And I thought it was just kind of odd after thinking about it. With all the rain we had earlier in the year, that first litter that they would have had in that May, June area, I would have thought there'd actually be less.
Because
now.
They would have drowned
because
in the holes?
They're all tunneled, you know, inside the holes. But a lot of them. And it's almost like a cartoon watching some of those squirrels run up the oak trees, cut four or five acorns, and come back down expecting to find them. The chipmunks the whole time have been going and picking them up before he comes back down.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yeah,
I've never seen that. That's
pretty interesting to watch. But I also did some crow hunting.
Yeah.
Also out in the kettles and had a murder of about 15 crows come in.
Uh-huh. Now, and a murder.
A murder is a group of crows.
Right, right. Okay. It's like a pride of lions and a gaggle of geese, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's a technical term.
Yeah, it's a murder of crows.
And did you murder some of them?
Two of them.
Okay.
They came down, and I kind of set myself up in a bad place for that flyway, and they came over the top side of my head. And so I kind of had to lean back a little ways to be able to see where they were coming from. And I had two of them come down towards the decoys, and I was able to pick those two off, and then the rest took off, and I didn't get any more. The flyway I was sitting in wasn't a real populated flyway. If I would have done a little bit more research, maybe I could have found a little bit better way to set myself up.
Okay.
It was successful, and I do eat crow.
I was going to say, how did you cook them?
I do eat crow. If you get, they actually have a red meat breast.
Oh, yeah,
you can cut those out, and that's really the only decent part of the crow. But you can cut those out, collect about 15 or so of those, and cook them up just with any kind of grouse recipe or pheasant recipe that you find. I like doing it with, take a couple of eggs, you batter the breasts, put in some Italian breading, and you can actually pan fry them like that.
They're
cooked the right way. They taste very good. Yeah, you wouldn't eat the rest of the crow, but the breasts are actually very good.
Not much on drumsticks, huh?
No, not much on drumsticks. It's a red meat bird. So, yeah. I mean, if you like it, the dark meat, the birds, it'll actually taste pretty good.
Okay, how about that, folks? Jeff Kelm eats crow.
That's right. Done it many times.
I've only tried them once, and it was in a pigeon pie recipe, of all things.
Sure,
We took the breasts, and we cooked them in, you know, vegetables and, I don't know, some flour to make kind of like a pot pie.
Yep.
And I've never done it again.
Yeah,
so.
I guess I don't mind them. So
yeah, well, I'll have to try them sometime. I like dark meat and birds. I like woodcock.
Sure.
And I like duck. I love duck.
Yep.
And dove is dark meat.
Yep.
Now, is the crow darker, richer, stronger than dove? Or?
It tends to be. Yeah. Yes, it tends to be a little darker. You know, a little bit more. The flavor is definitely there. You can tell, you know, that you're eating something that's not chicken.
Not chicken. You know? It doesn't taste like chicken.
It does not taste like chicken.
Okay.
So. But you were up to. I mean, you were pretty busy this last week.
Well, I've been busy. I was up in Lake of the Woods for the Great Lakes Outdoor Writers Conference, and we'll talk about the fishing a little later in the show. But the radio show, our radio show, won a pile of awards. We won 3 first place awards. 3 seconds and 2/3, and I must humbly say we dominated. We kicked butt in radio. Yep.
Oh, very good.
I think Tony Dean did not enter anything this year. He usually wins quite a bit.
Okay.
But he did not, and Judy actually entered and won first place with 3 segments that she did earlier this year.
Oh, very good.
One on Bill Dance, the catfish segment, and one on the ash dump story over in Vernon County.
Okay.
And she got at a first place in hunting too on a personal hunt that she went on, and then took second place in hunting and the open category with her interview with Ray Howell of Kicking Bear.
Oh, okay.
We'll have to rerun that sometime.
Yeah.
It was a great interview, and Ray Howell is just a tremendous guy. Kicking Bear is a program for getting kids into the outdoors, and you know, it's he really is something else.
Well, congratulations to you and Judy, because that was a lot of work that you guys put into. And I'm just grateful to be part of this now. So.
Well, you're part of it now, and we'll be entering some segments that you've worked on next year. And your name will be on some of those trophies.
There we go.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I've been doing. I also did a little grouse hunting on the way to Lake of the Woods in Bayfield County, and didn't see anything. Of course, I was hunting without a dog, and it was raining.
Okay.
But so that's two strikes against me.
And do they hunker down more when it's raining?
Well, they tend to. Yeah, you really got to kick them out of out of the cover.
I figured they would. But.
And I was hunting in not prime grouse habitat. I know better, but I was walking some land that I'd hunted years before, and I just wanted to see, you know, what the trails looked like and whether the birds were there. And the trails were there. And the cover's grown up, and so the birds were not.
Uh-huh.
And so my next story for Outdoor News is about winging it for rough grouse. That is, looking for grouse in all the right places, in the right kind of cover, you know, aspen, young aspen, stuff like that. And then on the way back, I actually stopped at a rough grouse habitat project in on the La Crosse River in Monroe. I think it was Monroe County.
Okay.
Somewhere west of Toma there. We're going to be bow hunting there later this week. And I did a little walking through there, but that cover is it's either too mature or too young. I don't think it's got the right balance.
For grouse.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But you're
going to
be bow hunting deer.
Bow
there
hunting deer and maybe shooting a turkey. I actually saw turkeys there that day too.
Oh, very good. I saw a lot of turkeys in the kettles this last weekend too. Lots
no
of
no permit though.
No permit though. Nope.
Bummer. So what are you doing next weekend? This weekend, today and tomorrow.
We've got the in Sheboygan County at the in Greenbush in the Kettle Moraine area. Actually, we've got the Civil War reenactment weekend.
Oh, at Wade House, right?
Yes, at the Wade House, and it's a great weekend. Lots of things going on. You know, that's every reenactment you can think of about the blacksmiths and carriage rides and things like that. But the biggest thing is the Battle of Shenandoah.
Oh, cool.
Is the battle that they're reenacting for the Civil War. And I've got some friends that are involved in it, and I'm actually helping them. I'm more of like the gopher kind of thing.
Okay.
I make sure that the equipment is there that they've got, make sure that their uniforms are set, because these guys really take pride in the uniforms that they wear.
They're authentic. You know, I think some of them were Civil War veterans in a former
life.
Yeah,
they almost look like they. Oh, yeah. They really act the part. You know, when they put the clothes on and they get the leather boots on and the strapped all together, it really, you know, they become that character, whoever they wish to be that day, really. And it's great. It's a great fun time, and Battle of Shenandoah, I hear, is one of the best battles that these guys reenact, so I'm pretty excited.
So you're a Civil War roadie, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm a Civil War roadie.
Yeah,
yes.
Cool.
Yeah, but
cool.
It's a blast. So
my brother-in-law is a physician in New York State, upstate New York, and he's a big Civil War buff. And about 5-6 years ago, he started doing reenactments as a Civil War surgeon.
Oh, okay.
And they've got artificial legs, so he has this blood washed tablecloth and all the parts that he's cut off people because it was pretty rudimentary medicine back
you
in those days.
You bet it was.
You know,
and
you got a hole in a leg, you lose a leg.
You bet. And then after the battle, you actually can go over by the medic area, and you'll see the soldiers coming in with the different problems. And
well, that's the part he plays. So
yep.
Well, neat. Neat. Well, we got, speaking of neat, we got some neat segments on this week's show. We're talking with Roger LePenter of Anglers All in Ashland to get a report on hunting and fishing up in Ashland County. And we'll talk with Todd Krebsbach and his son Cameron of Sheboygan about a deer hunt that they recently had. And Big Al, a long time no hear from Big Al, but he's going to talk to us about a food sharing program.
I hear he's got some good pies.
Oh, he does.
Okay.
You got to try them.
All right.
So all that and more right after this.
Midwestern Shooters Supply is the place to go for great deals on all your outdoor gear. Stop in today at the corner of Highways 41 and 67 in Lomira, or check them out online at mwshooters.com. While they last, save 25-30% on all the range guns that were used at the Great Outdoors Festival. Guns by Beretta, Stoeger, Franke, Huberti, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger. And all hunting boots and all scent products are on sale now at 20% off until October 1st. Don't wait until just before gun deer season to make sure your deer rifle or shotgun are in shape and ready for the hunt. Stop in today and let the experts at Midwestern Shooter Supply check it over. And if you need a new scope or other accessories, they've got plenty of choices at great prices. Visit Midwestern Shooter Supply today. Call 920-269-4995 or shop online at mwshooters.com. That's 920-269-4995 or mwshooters.com.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter. Your new Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse is a Wisconsin-owned company that features everyday low pricing with the most knowledgeable staff in the industry. On the rare occasion a local competitor has a lower price, your Sportsman's Warehouse store will do everything they can to meet or beat that price. You'll find the best prices on great brands like Danner, Benelli, Remington, PSE, Browning, St. Croix, Filson, Drake, and many more at Sportsman's Warehouse.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows.
This next segment is brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com, and by Midwestern Shooter Supply, located at Highways 41 and 67 in Lomira, Wisconsin, on the web at mwshooters.com. And you know, Jeff, for the next 3 months, we'll be bringing folks a feature that we call No Child Left Inside. We do this every week, and it's sponsored by Balistrieri Environmental. Starts in October. And we thought we'd start it early because we got a great message, an email from Sean Clark, the outdoors writer for the Sheboygan Press. We had him on a couple weeks ago. He sent us a photo of Todd Krebsbach and his son Cameron and a nice, I believe, a 10-point buck that Todd shot.
Yeah,
and there's a neat story here. Todd, how old is your son Cameron?
He is 9 years old.
Okay, and was this the first time he'd ever been hunting with you?
Yes.
Okay, and now this was opening weekend, right?
Yes, it was.
And if folks remember back that far, I do. Sunday was pretty nasty weather. It was raining, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, it was.
And you went hunting anyway. How come?
Because I promised Cam we were going, and he wouldn't let me out of it.
Well, that's all right, though, huh?
Yeah, turned out to be good.
All right, he wouldn't let you out of it, okay. And you were hunting, how were you hunting in the rain?
We were hunting in an Ameristep pop-up.
Okay. Now, would you have been hunting in that blind even in dry weather?
If he wasn't with me, I probably would have been somewhere else.
Okay. Most guys hunt bow hunt out of a tree stand.
Yeah, most, but I put this one in quite a while ago and brushed it in real good. Just no big trees to put a stand in, and it was a good spot.
Okay. It must have been a good spot because you got a nice deer.
That worked out in the first 2 hours.
Oh, really? The first 2 hours on Sunday morning?
No, the last 2 hours of the evening, actually.
Uh-huh. Okay. So tell us about your hunt. Now, what's the terrain like there?
The terrain, a lot of small trees, a lot of tall grass. The bedding area is pretty much in the tall grass, and we just had a good northwest wind, so it was, our wind was carried away.
Okay. And you have this blind set up where you can watch the trail there, or what?
Yeah, there was a trail I had a camera set up on a while back that I got quite a few pictures off of. So I had it set up in there, and like I say, that blind was probably there about a month before the season started.
Uh-huh. So that deer had no idea there was somebody in it that day.
Well, not that day.
Okay. And where did he come from? What was the shot opportunity like?
He came out of the tall grass where I figured the deer were bedding and walked straight to us, got to 18 yards, and turned broadside.
You couldn't have asked for a better shot than that, huh?
No, I couldn't have asked for a better shot than that.
Now, is this a deer you've seen before?
Nope, I had no pictures of him.
Oh, okay. Now, we won't tell folks where you were hunting exactly, but this was in Sheboygan County, I understand, right?
Yes, it was.
On private land?
On private land.
And have you hunted there before?
That was the first time I've hunted there.
Really?
Okay. So now, when did you see this deer first, or did Cameron see this deer first?
I seen it. All I saw was a tail in the tall grass.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then, I mean, did you have to get his attention, or was he able to watch it? I mean, I know how I was on my first hunt, and I was 13, first deer hunt, and I was 13, so I was excited. I was moving around. I was, you know, I couldn't stop moving, so.
No, we were just whispering back and forth. I kept him busy with electronic Yahtzee.
Okay. All right. Now, will this buck, will he make Pope and Young? He is a 10-pointer, right?
Maybe, maybe not. It'll be close.
It looked like it's in the mid-125s there, which is right on the border.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Have you shot better deer?
Yes, I have.
Okay. But now, how did you feel about taking a decent buck the second day of the season with a long season ahead?
Actually, I felt pretty good. I'm going to North Dakota for muleys at the end of October.
All right. So you wouldn't have been in the stands then at that point anyways, though.
So. Yeah, so I'd have missed some of the best part, but... And then when I get back, I don't have any vacation left, so that limits hunting.
Yeah. Okay. Now, is Cameron right there?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, why don't you put him on? We'd like to ask him a couple questions.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Cameron. How are you?
Good.
Now, this was the first time you hunted with your dad, I understand.
Yep.
But, and it was raining, and you said, let's go anyway. How come?
You know, I didn't want to miss hunting with my dad.
Now, what was it like? You were in the blind.
Yeah.
And your dad saw the deer first, right?
Yep.
Okay. And what did you think when you saw the deer?
I thought it was pretty big.
Yeah. It looks pretty big in that picture. Now, have you seen deer before?
Yeah.
Okay. Where? In the, you know, driving around or out in the woods?
I saw it when we were, like, first coming in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You saw deer when you were walking out into the woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, are you thinking about hunting yourself in a few years?
Yeah.
What kind of hunting do you want to do?
Yeah, probably mostly deer.
Okay. You think you'll be a bow hunter?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a bow already?
Yeah.
Oh. And do you practice with it?
Yes.
Well, tell me about that.
Usually, we'll probably do it, I don't know, maybe when it's like getting a little dark out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that, We'll probably do it until the mosquitoes get out.
Okay. And what do you shoot at?
Usually a turkey.
Okay.
Turkey target.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why a turkey target instead of a deer target?
Because my dad's usually always taking the deer target.
Okay. Well, you know, that's not a bad idea, because if you can hit the turkey target, they're a lot smaller than a deer. You ought to be able to hit a deer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you hit the target now and then?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, are you looking forward to doing more hunting with your dad?
Yeah.
You got any other plans to hunt right now?
No.
No? Okay. Well, hey, put your dad back on, and thanks for talking with us.
Hello.
So, what's it like to have your son along with you when you're hunting deer?
When we're hunting deer? That's the best hunt I've ever been on.
Okay. Why is that?
To share that experience with him that he can't wait for, because they won't change the law down to 10. So he's got 3 more years to wait for him to be out there. That was extra special.
Now, of course, there's the Learn to Hunt program, you know.
Right.
And you don't have to be 12. I'm not sure exactly how that applies to deer hunting, but I know you can hunt turkeys at the age of 10.
Yes, at the age of 10 he can. Last year I got a friend of mine's son involved in that.
Uh-huh. So you might get him involved in that maybe next year, huh?
Next year, yes.
Yeah.
His birthday is August 4th, so it should work out just right.
Okay. Well, congratulations on arrowing a nice buck, and we think it's great that you're taking your son along. And it looks like you've got another hunter started, from what he said.
We got another hunter. I got a 6-year-old that's been going turkey hunting with me now.
Okay.
He doesn't want to be left out.
Right. That's what we all ought to be doing, is sharing that experience and passing it on to the next generation.
Absolutely.
Well, Todd, thanks a lot for talking with us, and good luck on your Western hunt.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. That was Todd Krebsbach, and he told us about a hunt that he just had a couple weeks ago in Sheboygan County, Wisconsin. And that segment was brought to you by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only 5-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com, and by Midwestern Shooter Supply, located at Highways 41 and 67 in Lomira, on the web at mwshooters.com. And the waters ain't come on, somebody, why don't you run? Old Red Kitchen, have a little fun. Worked all week, got it all done, let's make a Tennessee River run. Well, Jeff, you know that conference up in Lake of the Woods,
Yeah, a glow.
Yes, it was a great opportunity to see some old friends and meet some new friends and to do some walleye fishing on a huge body of water.
Where's that?
Well, it's about as far north of in Minnesota as you can get. In fact, you can look across the river there, the Rainy River, into Canada.
Okay.
And the first morning I was there, I actually went out on a charter boat, the size of the boats that we fish Lake Michigan with here.
Okay.
And they trolled for walleyes.
Oh, so this is on an inland lake, yeah. not like one of the Great Lakes.
No, it's almost as big as a Great Lake.
Okay, okay.
It's really huge. And we trolled around the bay there for a while, and nothing happened. So they said, okay, we're going to go north, and we went north 23 miles across some pretty nasty chop. Yeah, and then we went to a place called Garden Island, and we got into walleyes.
Wow.
We actually caught a fair number of walleyes.
23 miles, and you didn't hit land.
No.
That's a big lake.
Yeah, it's a big lake. And we caught a number of good walleyes. There's a slot limit there between 19.5 and 20, I want to say 28 inches, I think,
okay.
That is where you can't keep them.
Oh, okay.
We caught half
sure.
a dozen in that size and
okay.
released them. And I was out with Nick Poinovich of Zippel Bay Lodge, and he took us out on his charter boat, and was out with Tim Lesmeister, a couple
okay.
of, you know
sure.
Tim.
Oh, yeah, I know Tim, yep.
And Steve Griffin, another writer, and Casey O'Day, who does a radio show with Tim Lesmeister.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and speaking of big lakes,
yeah,
we've got Captain Roger LePenter on the line, who just came off the water, I understand, on the biggest of the Great Lakes. Raj, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, that's great. And Roger's report is brought to us every week by the Ashland Area Tourism Council on the web at visitashland.com. And since it's a fishing report, it's also brought to you by the Mercury Marine Outboards, Mercury number one on the water, and by Crestliner Boats. Now, Raj, you were going to join me up in Lake of the Woods. In fact, it was almost a last-minute decision a couple days before. You said you couldn't go because you had an important client coming, and you had to stay and do some fishing. Now, how was the fishing?
The fishing has been just getting better daily.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been just excellent. The weather is iffy. We've had a lot of high winds the last few days.
Yeah.
But we managed to get out on the lake and raise some beautiful fish.
Wow.
Now, for the first couple of days of fall, beautiful weather down south here. Has it been cooler near you guys up in the northern part of Wisconsin?
It has been up until today. Today is hot and still breezy, but hot and clear. Really uh-huh. nice day.
So what kind of fishing have you been doing?
Pretty much smallmouth still. It's just constant smallmouth.
Mm.
And they just keep getting bigger. We're starting to see the schools of them starting to group up.
So uh-huh.
It's just a great time.
Okay.
You know, if they start getting any bigger, he's going to be talking about world records here.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been pretty big already, huh?
Yeah, we had a dozen fish over 5 pounds today.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
It was just one of those exceptional days. We landed on a pot of really large fish.
Huh. Now, how are you fishing them?
We're basically just a minnow and a split shot.
Okay.
Very simple fishing, right out in the open.
Wow.
Right out in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, yeah. Deep hole there in the bay, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. What other fishing's going on right
now? Well, as we're fishing, it was flat calm this morning. You could hear people from Bayfield. It was so calm.
Wow.
And the trollers were all off of Houghton Point and the mm-hmm. Sioux and the Onion, and they were doing great on the salmon. I mean, I could just hear them hooting and hollering every time they caught a fish.
Wow, okay.
So that's picked up considerably, too, in the last few days.
Good. How about the stream fishing?
Stream fishing remains decent. I mean, the rainbows are starting to move in. The browns are in there already.
Mm-hmm.
So all the migratory fish are really on the move.
All right. Now, the hunting seasons are open. I know you registered a bunch of bears the first week of the season. You seeing any more?
We're seeing bears not as frequently. The dog hunters are out now, and they're very selective of what they take. They're looking for the big guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get one here, one there. We've seen some very large bears this year, which is kind of nice. But this hot weather just isn't the best for bear hunting.
Yeah, yeah. How about deer hunting?
Deer hunting continues to be good since the opener. We're seeing deer every day. We're registering I'd say between 4 and 8 deer every day.
Wow. Some nice bucks?
There's been several decent bucks. No monsters yet. But some, probably in that 130 to 140 range.
It's not bad.
Oh, they're very nice. We're real nice animals.
Yeah.
Real trophies for the bow hunters.
Yeah, that's great.
Indeed.
Are the grouse hunters seeing any birds?
Oh, yes. The grouse hunters are chasing leaves right now.
Yeah,
I mean, they're blasting holes through the forest.
Yep.
We probably have 2 more weeks before the leaves come off. They're just starting to change color up here now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I drove through last weekend, you could see that fall was on its way.
Yeah, it's real close.
The leaves were still on the trees. And,
it's such an exciting time of year up here because there's so many options, so many things to do.
Yep.
Now, a lot of guys turkey hunting down here. How is turkey hunting up by you?
You know, I haven't even registered a turkey.
Really?
Yeah, it's not time for us yet.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot going on, and there are turkeys up there, but not nearly as many as down here.
No, but we do have pretty good numbers of them.
Uh-huh.
Hard to get a permit.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, that may change in the next few years if we keep having winters that let the birds survive.
I would think so.
So do you hear anything from muskie anglers in the inland?
The muskie fishing on the rivers have been great.
Oh, good.
I'm hearing really good reports off the rivers. A lot of guys seeing fish. I don't hear of them boating a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, speaking of rivers, you know I'm coming up there in a few weeks. I'm looking forward to that.
We'll have them primed for you.
Good. Well, listen, Raj, we will catch up with you in another 2 weeks. And we encourage folks to go on up to Ashland. There is still prime fishing, as you're hearing, and a lot of hunting opportunities as well. And if folks want to get a hold of you, best way is just to call your number, right?
Correct.
That's 715-682-5754. And you can also find their website online at anglersallwisconsin.com. Well, thanks a lot, Raj. That segment was brought to you by Mercury Marine, Mercury number one on the water, and by Crestliner Boats. And it's also brought to you by the Ashland Tourism Council on the web at visitashland.com.
I spent a lot of time in the great outdoors, and I found that nothing cooks better or faster than a Camp Chef modular cooking system. It's great for cooking, grilling, frying, or even smoking. And these heavy-duty kitchens are built to go anywhere. Plus, if your power goes out, they're perfect as an emergency kitchen. Want to make a good thing that much better? Try customizing your Camp Chef kitchen with a complete line of accessories. So if you want high performance from a great portable kitchen, make Camp Chef your choice for great outdoor meals.
Camp Chef's lineup of outdoor cooking gear can help you prepare great meals outdoors anytime, anywhere. Slow smoke ribs in the smoke vault on a lazy afternoon. Get camp meals done fast and tasty with an Explorer stove. And be the envy of every other tailgater at the game using the big gas grill. Camp Chef, the way to cook outdoors. Now in your neck of the woods at Cabela's, Dick's, Gander Mountain, Lowe's, Mills Fleet Farm, Sportsman's Warehouse, and other fine outdoor retailers.
You'll enjoy upland bird hunting at its finest, plus sporting clays and shooting instruction year-round at Milford Hills Hunt Club near Johnson Creek. Milford Hills also has a well-stocked pro shop and a stunning lodge and banquet facility eager to cater your special event. Check out the new automated sporting clay system and enjoy sporting clays now at reduced prices. In September, Milford Hills Hunt Club is open Wednesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. until dusk and Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for both league and open shooting. Milford's fall upland bird hunting season starts October 1st for pheasants and chuckers. Call now to reserve a date for your personal or group hunting adventure. Let Milford Hills Hunt Club cater your client or corporate outing, fundraiser, wedding, or bachelor party. The groom and best man shoot free at bachelor party outings of 15 or more. Located north of I-94 near Johnson Creek, Milford Hills Hunt Club is Wisconsin's only 5-star shooting facility. Call 920-699-2249 or visit them on the web at milfordhills.com.
This next segment is brought to you by the Ruffed Grouse Society, celebrating more than 45 years of habitat improvement for ruffed grouse, woodcock, and other forest wildlife. on the web at roughgrousesociety.org. And, Jeff, you know, there are a lot of ways to conserve, and a lot of folks are interested in conserving money right now.
Yeah, I would say.
You been to the grocery store lately?
Grocery store, gas station. I mean, just about anything is going up in price. Even the restaurant, the prices are going up. I mean, they've got to eat it otherwise, you know?
Yeah, and speaking of eating, we've all got to eat.
That's right.
And we've all got to eat every day, and you seem to eat more than most people.
Sometimes, yeah, it's true.
And we've got a guy on the line who also eats more than most people.
All right.
And who feeds a lot of people. A familiar voice to our listeners, Big Al. How are you today, Big Al?
I'm doing good, Dan. How are you and Jeff doing today?
We're doing great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Awesome.
We're doing great, but we think a lot of folks around the state and, of course, around the country are pretty hungry these days and maybe pinching pennies and looking for ways to save money on their food budget because, you know, they still have to feed themselves and their families, but they're looking for ways to do that a little more economically. And you called me earlier today and said that you had a new way to you and me anyway, that people can do this. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that? It's called Share Wisconsin, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, it's the Share Wisconsin program. And I ran across it, 6 months ago, Dan. And it's a real unique way of buying products monthly, once a month, for your family. And what they are is a company that is community-based. It's also a nonprofit organization, and they buy top-quality products like my pies and sell them to the consumer at a discounted price of anywhere from 30 to 50% less than you would pay in the stores.
Now, are these seconds or products that have been on the shelf too long or anything like that?
No, they're just top-end products that they buy, and they just cut out a bunch of the middlemen that are involved in the industry, and they just return everything back to the community, and it's just a great program where people can get quality products and quality foods for less money.
Now, you mentioned that in October you are going to be featuring, or they're going to be featuring, some of your pies.
Yes, they're going to carry our wild blueberry blackberry pie and our apple pie made with the real maple syrup. And what makes them so unique is they're going to have our famous cookie crust across the top.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Tastes like a sugar cookie wrapped in fresh fruit, Dan.
You've never had one of these, have you, Jeff?
No, I have not.
He's drooling already,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, they're awesome. Well, Dan, you've eaten all of our stuff.
I've eaten a lot of it, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it's all good.
And the Share program is a monthly deal. I know they're introducing eggs and that kind of thing to the program this year. And they have organic, fresh vegetables and meat products and turkeys. And for some people that don't have, you know, like Thanksgiving time and that don't have time to cook their big Thanksgiving dinners, they have them all prepared for them.
Huh. Now, some of the profit from, you're selling them some pies, so you're going to make something on this yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But, yep. But then some of that money is going to go to support Share, I understand.
Absolutely. Actually, they're buying our product probably 40% less than in the grocery store business right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think they're going to be putting our fruit pies out there for around $9, and typically they're $13.99.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we believe in the program, and that's why we're supporting it. You know, we're not doing it to undercut our stores by no means, because, you know, we're still promoting the Gander Mountain stores and that type of thing. But we want to be a part of helping offer quality products, too, to the consumers out there that are trying to save some money also.
Okay. Now, who is eligible to purchase products from Share?
Anybody that would like to purchase them.
So, I mean, there's no dollar amount or income amount or does it make a difference as to where you live?
No, it doesn't. Actually, they have set up community centers in 200 communities throughout Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and the upper peninsula of Michigan.
Wow.
Now, I'm online here checking out the sharewi.org is their website. And I just put in downtown Milwaukee zip code, and I got 13 pickup sites within 5 miles of downtown Milwaukee as one example. So I imagine you said 200 around the state?
Yes. And they're typically at your churches, local schools, that kind of thing, throughout. You know, sometimes they even have them at senior citizen centers.
And now, Al, you said this is it's a once-a-month program, so you would order what you would like online, and then there's a specific pickup date that you go and pick it up at?
Yes, just go right online. And also, they do, once you sign up, they send you a monthly order form, and it's basically a newspaper. And in that newspaper, they educate you about the community and things that are happening throughout the state also. And then it lists all their products coming up for the next month.
So it's different products every month. It's something that changes each month then, correct?
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes. Products do change. I'm almost for sure they have their main staples.
Sure.
Bread,
potatoes
every month,
type of thing, so.
Okay. Yeah, they change it every month.
Okay, and again, I'm kind of surfing around on the site here as we're talking, and I see that you can join Share, and you place an order by a monthly deadline, which is, it's not coming up right away. Looks like the middle of the month, so first week, October 7th, and then the pickup is on October 25th, so anyone would have a couple of weeks yet to get an order in. And they can do that by phone or in person, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Or they can even call up Share and let them know what you know they want to purchase products, and they'll also get involved in their monthly letters.
Yep.
So every month, people know what's coming up on that calendar month.
Yep. Okay. And the website, once again, folks, is sharewi.org. Sharewi.org. It looks like a wonderful nonprofit program to provide good, nutritious food to folks who might not be able to afford it at normal grocery store prices. And Al, as you told us, your pies, Big Al's fruit pies, will be available throughout the month of October.
Yes.
You know, as much as Dan has talked about this, I'm going to have to get my hands on one of these pies one way or another, whether it's through the Share program or however, but I'm going to need one of these pies for sure.
Just go up to Gander Mountain in Sheboygan and
you
can pick
the pies.
Yeah,
right now,
absolutely.
Pick a pie up.
But I think we can make arrangements to get a pie to Jeff, don't you, Al?
Oh, I think we could do that. We could probably even throw in a pheasant hunt, Dan, at my hunt club.
Oh, boy.
We'll have to do that at the exclusive hunt club sometime later this year.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Well, Al, we've got to go, but thank you so much for tipping us off to the Share program, and folks who are interested and might want to save some money or know other folks who definitely need to save money on their food, check it out, sharewi.org. Thanks a lot, Al.
Thank you, Dan and Jeff, and have a great week.
You too.
That segment was brought to you by the Rough Grouse Society, celebrating more than 45 years of habitat improvement for rough grouse, woodcock, and other forest wildlife. On the web at ruffedgrousesociety.org.
Imagine a magnificent European-style lodge for your wedding or corporate retreat. Milford Hills Hunt Club can provide the perfect setting with its stunning architecture amidst beautiful Wisconsin scenery, complete with a full-service bar and catering, great rates, and a staff that's ready to pamper your guests from the time they arrive. For a class reunion, rehearsal, or any special event, call Milford Hills at 920-699-2249. W5670 French Road in Johnson Creek.
LakeLink, the hottest website in the great outdoors, just keeps getting better and better.
Log on and get all the latest fishing reports posted by fishermen just like you. Check out LakeLink's hunting forums, great recipes, product reviews, moon charts, pros pointers, and weather center.
LakeLink has been providing up-to-the-minute hunting and fishing reports for over 10 years.
As a member of LakeLink, you'll have access to lake maps that you can customize. You can add rock bars, weed lines, and other structure not shown on printed maps. And LakeLink will put GPS coordinates on your map to mark your spots.
You can also sell your used fishing gear at the online trading post and have fishing reports sent directly to your computer.
The LakeLink Advantage program offers discounts to LakeLink members at outdoor establishments throughout Wisconsin and beyond.
You can also catch us, Dan and Judy, on the LakeLink radio page. That's lake-link.com, keyword radio. Listen to this week's show or catch any of our past shows. And send us your ideas or enter our weekly drawings for great giveaways. All on lake-link.com, keyword radio.
Available now in stores and dealers near you, Ironclad Soft Bait Brands, as seen and demonstrated around the U.S. at major trade shows, Ironclad Soft Baits are taking the sport fishing industry by storm.
Discover why Bassmaster Magazine lists Ironclad's a hot lure buy for 08. And why Ironclad's won the overall Best in Show award at the Chicagoland Outdoor Show.
Take it from 2007 Co-Angler of the Year in the American Bass Anglers Grand Slam Series, Billy Applin.
Ironclad baits, they give me that competitive edge, win tournaments day in and day out.
Discover why nearly indestructible ironclads are ushering in the soft bait revolution.
Or take it from Thomas Jones, 2007 National Champion of the American Bass Anglers Fishing Tour.
Yeah, I've caught 16 bass on one ironclad lure in 3 hours.
Anglers, ask for Ironclad soft bait brands at stores and dealers near you.
Available online at buyironclads.com or call toll-free 877-513-3535.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Well, Jeff, the bow hunters are out in force, and the rifle hunters are looking forward to deer season.
That's right.
Middle of November, late November, actually, this
year. Late November, and, yeah, really late November. I had to take a second look when I looked for vacation-wise.
Yeah.
I had to look at it again. I was like, oh, Thanksgiving's the very last,
yeah,
you know, couple days, you know. So
yeah. You got it scheduled right, though, didn't you?
I got it scheduled right. I got it scheduled right. Yeah, a lot of gun sight-ins and stuff like that are coming up, too, so you
right.
can watch your local sportsmen's clubs and stuff like that.
Right, and folks, if you have a club that has a sight-in and you want to let us know and get that information to us, we can announce it on the show.
That's right.
Just go to LakeLink, that is lake-link.com/radio, and you'll see there where it says contact Dan or send Dan an email. Just click on that and let us know what plans your club has or your organization has for sight-ins, and send us the whole release if you have one, and we'll announce it. And, you know, speaking of deer hunting, over in Michigan, just a couple of weeks ago, they discovered CWD in one deer on a game farm in Kent County, and immediately the DNR banned baiting and feeding of deer in the whole Lower Peninsula as a reaction to that.
Okay.
And now, about 10 days ago, the legislature, the state legislature, some lawmakers are trying to rescind that ban, saying that it'll take more hunters out of the woods, and therefore the deer herd will grow.
Sure.
And that it's a hardship for the people who grow the crops that people use to feed deer.
Right. You know, that's a hard argument to make either way, I think, because it's a he said, she said kind of thing. You know, I guess nobody, I don't think it's been around long enough, found in any of the states long enough to know exactly what is the right direction to go there. And, I mean, I can see both sides of the story. I mean, you certainly don't want it spreading to any of the free range deer herd.
Right, right.
Yeah, what kind of implications does that have?
And what kind of impact does feeding and baiting have on deer and on CWD? You know, the jury is out on that, but the DNR here in Wisconsin, and obviously in Michigan, they believe that the congregating of deer in an artificial way that brings their noses together over the same food that they may be drooling on and therefore picking up saliva and other discharges from other deer can increase the possibility. They don't go so far as to say it automatically means that a CWD deer will pass it on to another deer.
And we have found that doing the CWD testing here in the state of Wisconsin, not just because, you know, a part of the county has it, another part of the county may not. It's not a guaranteed thing that these deer are just going to automatically, you know, infect each other. But, I mean, it's a heck of an argument to make either way. I mean, I would not want to be a lawmaker or somebody to make that decision for the state of Michigan.
Well, I think you're going to see in Wisconsin a move toward banning baiting and feeding a deer.
Yeah,
I know the DNR is working on that. The Conservation Congress is in favor of a ban. Now, a lot of hunters are not, and I would suspect a lot of listeners are not.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And, in fact, if you are, well, let us know how you stand on that, too. Give us a call at 414-297-7554 or go on to LakeLink on our radio page
and send us an email and let us know what segments you'd like to see in the Deer Hunt 2008 TV show that I'll be working on with the DNR in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, CWD baiting and feeding is something that you definitely should, I feel you should definitely address to the public about it.
Well, we got your vote.
Yeah, indeed, indeed.
We are definitely going to look at that question. And the Michigan DNR issued this statement in response to the proposed resolution to ban baiting and feeding. And I quote, "The DNR doubts that most people would say yes to the question, are you willing to risk causing Michigan's deer herd to be sick from chronic disease from this day forward just so you can use bait?"
Wow.
And they go on, "We firmly believe hunters want to pass a healthy deer herd on to the next generation. That's why it's important to stop baiting. Deer hunting generates a $500 million economic impact to the state each year, and a disease like CWD poses a grave threat to that if it is in the wild deer population." And they say that the impact of CWD in the wild herd would hurt many small businesses around the state, many of whom do not sell bait. So,
okay.
You know, take bait away and a few bait sellers and bait growers are hurt, have CWD and lose a lot of deer and lose deer hunting. More economic damage in the long run.
Yeah, I mean this is going to be a fight back and forth, I think, for quite a while in a lot of the states, but now Michigan's involved in it as well. So.
Very much so. Yeah.
So coming up, Outdoor Wisconsin, we always like hearing what's on the way this next week.
Well, next week Tom Neubauer's fishing for muskies with Dennis Radloff on Oconomowoc Lake, and I'm looking at a Tree of Life sculpture at Discovery World with Dr. Bob Nolan. Some carvings that depict the natural and human history of the area. It's a very interesting segment. And a lot of things going on in the state.
Yeah, New Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse. We talk about them every week. They've always got something going on. And coming up, Tom Roper of the International Defensive Pistol Association is going to present a seminar on match shooting with the IDPA, including all you need to know to get started in the sport. That comes up Saturday, October 4th at 2 p.m. They've also got a knife sharpening seminar using the Lansky sharpening system with Pete Iverson. That's Thursday, October 9th at 6:30 p.m. Walleye technique seminar on the Rock River with Crestliner pro staffer Jim O'Brien. That's Tuesday, October 14th at 6:30. And they got another meat processing, sausage making, and smoking workshop coming up the 14th of October as well. That's from 6 to 8. Topics will include, again, the meat grinders, the mixers, slicers, anything you know need to prepare your meat, just about any way you'd like it. If you want more info on the events coming up in the New Berlin Sportsman's Warehouse, you can give them a call at 262-641-2000 or visit them online at sportsmanswarehouse.com.
And good timing on that one because guys are shooting deer now.
That's right.
Now, the Rough Grouse Society has several banquets coming up in Crystal Falls, Michigan. There's a banquet on Thursday, October 2nd. And in Marshfield, Wisconsin, a banquet on Tuesday, October 14th. And in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a banquet on Thursday, October 16th. And the Grand Rapids, Minnesota, is the site of the National Grouse and Woodcock Hunt, October 7th through 10th. For details on these and other upcoming events, you can log on to ruffedgrousesociety.org and click on the drop-down menu Membership Info and then on Events and Banquets. And you can get all that information there. Milford Hills Hunt Club has some events coming up Sunday. That's tomorrow for most folks. September 28th, there's the Junior Shooting Clinic, and their fall bird hunting season starts October 1st. You can get more information on those and other events at Milford Hills by logging on to milfordhills.com, or you can call 920-699-2249. And Saturday, September 27th, that's today, is National Hunting and Fishing Day, and there are celebrations all around the country, including one at Wern Valley Sportsman's Club, sponsored by the Sportsman Channel. You can get more information by calling Wern Valley at 262-968-2400. And at Richard Bong State Recreation Area, tomorrow, Sunday the 28th, there's the 9th Annual Wolf Lake Trail Run and Walk. And the reason we mention that is because funds raised are earmarked for educational exhibits and programs at Bong, which is a tremendous recreational facility in southeastern Wisconsin. A lot of hunting, a lot of fishing, a lot of nature walks, and a lot of other good things going on there. Registration is 8:30 to 9:30, and the event begins at 10 a.m.
All right, now hunting season is, of course, to take note of. Northern Duck Zone begins this weekend. And coming up on the 4th of October, the Southern Duck Zone opens as well.
Well, folks, we're running out of time, so you've been listening to Outdoors Radio, brought to you by LakeLink.
your online fishing resource on the web at lake-link.com, and by Milford Hills Hunt Club, Wisconsin's only five-star shooting facility, on the web at milfordhills.com. I'm Dan Small. Join us again next week on Outdoors Radio.